Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I keep you ready for Patriots Dolphins this weekend.
I am ready. Squish the fish.
Squish.
Let's go.
Fish.
Squish the fish.
Squish the fish.
Better than squeeze the cheese.
That didn't go great. 96.
Is that what the
they tried to squeeze the cheese?
Is that what it was in 96?
Yeah. Didn't work out for him.
I thought
Stop Desmond Howard.
I just remember the great Eddie Andelman and Jambalaya. That's all
yeah,
I remember about
classic.
That Super Bowl.
That's classic. Yeah, squeeze the cheese, squish the fish.
Squeeze yeah. the cheese.
Uh-huh.
Like squish the fish. It's a little inhumane.
It is. You can't do that now. You can't get away with that today.
PETA's not going to love it.
No.
It was the 90s.
Yes.
We could all
yes.
get away with it then.
Oh, it's a different time now, Jones. You can't
say
squish the
squish
fish.
Squish the fish, rather, 80s. Squeeze the
80s.
Cheese, though, just doesn't work out
no.
quite the way.
No, you're not going to do that. But I am excited for this. It might be the two worst teams in football currently. I think the Dolphins at least know that if they ever get Tua back, they won't be the worst team. But they're playing horribly right now. They just lost. Last week was sort of like an elimination game
sure.
in the early season. It was like, all right, Tennessee versus Miami. The loser of this is real bad.
Yep.
And Miami lost, and it really wasn't even that competitive. And now they're taking on a Patriots team that has lost three straight games, including two that were not competitive.
It's a battle this weekend. If you go by our tiers, Keith, Tier Tuesday.
Check it out.
Each and every Tuesday on Jones and Keith, 11:20-ish.
Uh-huh.
Tends to run a little long.
Well.
It's Travis Hunter tier versus I'm Shooketh tier.
Man. Not where you want to be at this point of the season.
My point would be the Dolphins are, they're much higher up than the Patriots are on our tiers.
Yeah, but that's what you kind of talked me into that because they're playing horribly right now, but they have their starting quarterback is injured. They look better when he's out there. It's still like, who knows if he's coming back? Like, is he coming back? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the next time they play the Dolphins, will Tua be the quarterback or will they still be spinning the Rolodex, like looking for somebody else to come in there?
No, it's a good question. I can't
believe four quarterbacks have already played for them.
I forgot. We said that the other day because Nick was like, what's going to happen first?
Left
more
tackles.
Quarterbacks for the Patriots, Dolphins or left tackles for the Patriots?
Yeah.
I forgot Boyle played for the Dolphins when we talked about
that. Little Timmy Boyle out there running around.
They've had four different
little
QBs.
Little Tanner Boyle. He took a couple snaps.
Meanwhile, the Patriots have had this exact same level of quarterback play, like the same level of crappy quarterback play, and they just keep rolling their guy out every week.
I'm like, why not? We have no other options. It's like, I think you might, but all right.
It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. A lot of ways you can get in touch. 617-779-7937. You can text the show 37937. Interact on Instagram and Twitter at Jones and Keefe. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Already in the Twitch comments and the text line, Squish the Fish was 85. I was talking about Jambalaya there.
Yeah, Jambalaya.
For a moment. That was 90s. Squish the Fish was the 80s.
And thanks to the scientists there on the text line, dolphins are mammals.
Well, I didn't.
Save it for the keys tomorrow.
I was going to say, I didn't want to step all over Keith's keys tomorrow.
Just save it.
At 1 o'clock sharp.
We're aware.
Yeah.
The Torsius concatus, the bottlenose dolphin. Yeah. We know exactly what it is. Thank you very much.
You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI there. You know, I've told this story many times on the air, Keith.
Tell it again.
After the Patriots-Packers Super Bowl in 96, My father felt so bad for my. I was so miserable going to school the next day.
Did you take the day off? Begging sick. Watch Price is Right.
My dad drove my sister and I to school.
Okay.
We get there. My dad's like, "You don't have to go to school today."
He's like, "You're not feeling it today."
Miserable little.
How about that?
Still a fan. I didn't have a black heart yet.
That's when Jones turned on sports.
No, it is.
When they lost Bill Parcells was 1 foot out the door.
It was
and
the
they
first
lost
time
the
something I loved let me down.
Yeah.
The first
not the
time.
Last.
No.
God, no.
First time a team that I had rooted for got to a championship game, crapped their pants. I was miserable.
It was thrilling, though.
My dad didn't make little Adam Jones go to school, but you know what he did to my sister?
Get
in there.
You need to learn.
You got school to go
you
to.
You need to provide for this family. You need to go out there and get an education. You need to be working soon.
Your brother is crying over sports in the back seat. You need to go figure out how to
make
some money
for
this family. Yeah, that was.
I don't remember. I definitely couldn't.
I was inconsolable. Borderline incapacitated back then.
I get it.
Couldn't go.
That was a big game.
Yeah.
Big missed opportunity.
Brett Favre running around with his helmet off. Just what an a-hole. Howard, kick it to him again.
Desmond Howard.
That's a good move. Keep kicking it to him.
Do you think Jeremy Springer would have kicked it to him? I don't think so.
Well, he might have. They got a fumble last week.
They did, yeah.
If there was a dynamic kickoff, I think he would have.
But they didn't have a Desmond Howard back there.
No, do you think?
They had some scrub.
How do you think Desmond Howard would have done with the dynamic kick?
Touchdowns.
Probably well.
Yeah. Touchdown, Heisman pose. Touchdown, Heisman pose. You see Travis Hunter did the Heisman pose this week?
I did.
Yeah.
Warranted.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, he should at least get some votes.
If it's not going to be a quarterback winning the Heisman, it should be someone like Travis Hunter,
who
plays the entire game.
Doesn't come off the field.
And makes more of an impact than a quarterback, believe it or not. That's rare.
I would agree.
But makes more of an impact than a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're sidetracked. Patriots and Dolphins this weekend. Pats are favored. Why, Keith?
Two toilet teams. And they're favored for a couple of reasons. One, I think... Even Vegas. Now, usually Vegas doesn't get swayed, but I feel like they may have gotten swayed this week watching the Tennessee Titans.
It was so bad.
Lay the smacketh down on the Dolphins because the Titans came in the conversation of worst team. Throw the Jaguars in. We're like, what's the worst team in the league?
A week ago, we had Tennessee and Jacksonville on the bottom tier. Yes.
Yeah, Will Levis had been playing horrible, right? So every time we say Jacoby Brissett's the worst, you're like, well, there's Deshaun Watson. There is... Will Levis, and like Will Levis will make a play, but then he'll also give the other team two, right? Like he's going back and forth, so he's been terrible. But they smoked the Dolphins, and they just started a guy who wasn't even on the team 2 weeks ago at quarterback. So I think that's a big factor. Like Snoop Huntley, it wasn't like Mike McDaniel, who I like, and I know we're going to talk about Mike McDaniel a lot today, but
we can get right into it.
But I like him, and I thought I liked him because I never thought Tua was great, and he made Tua look like an MVP candidate a year ago before he got hurt, and. I know he's been dealt, you know, Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and Snoop Huntley. That's a tough hand to be dealt, right? Like, none of those guys should be starting in the NFL, but they've all looked horrible. Like, they couldn't even move the ball. Like, the one thing you thought they might have is a decent offense, like maybe some bells and whistles, and they would be able to find a way to score. They can't. They can't even move the ball. So I think it's more both teams played an uncompetitive game last week, but the Patriots played the Niners. And the Dolphins played the Titans. Fourth quarterback, road game. It's essentially a push, but the Patriots are one-point favorites. I think it's all of those reasons is why.
Okay. I get the Huntley thing, but, like, he was 14-22 for 96 yards. Who's that sound like?
Jacoby Brissett.
That sounds a lot like Brissett to me.
Brissett.
So, like, oh, man, he was so bad. How could you possibly have that team favored? I don't know. Brissett's basically doing the same thing on the other side, and we'll get to it later on in the show today. Pissing off... all of his wide receivers in the meantime.
Yeah.
Pop on the tape, Douglas. Pop off on his quarterback, Pop Douglas. Like, I mean, it's just him, Jalen Polk. They're all pissy about not getting the football.
All these guys with great track records in the NFL.
Oh, they've done so much.
They're like, well, my zero touchdowns and your one touchdown combined. Pop Douglas and Jalen Polk have one career touchdown, and these guys are all fired up. Trust me, I'm team wide receiver over Jacoby Brissett, but it's kind of a tough –
it's not exactly Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle stomping around on the other side.
Correct. That is a little bit different.
Which, by the way, is also happening. So since you brought up McDaniels.
Yeah.
Or Mike McDaniel,
just
rather.
Just one of them.
Singular. Not the plural McDaniels.
One of my favorite things about Wiggy is it's Josh McDaniel and Mike McDaniels to Wiggy.
Oh, they get flipped.
More often than not. Yeah. I love it. Love it.
But
Mike McDaniel.
McDaniel, the shine is coming off. And it's not just because the offense is worse without Tua. They haven't figured out how to get Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle involved.
Well, that's insane.
Even with another quarterback, it's like, okay, Mike McDaniel, his offense, all the movement at the snap. Van Pelt is going to talk today. Van Pelt's on the show tomorrow. I want to ask you about this, the lack of movement offensively, or motion rather, offensively, motion at the snap. Like this,
yeah,
is
they're
all,
dead last.
All these things that the Dolphins are brilliant at, and Mike McDaniel is brilliant at. Well, how brilliant are you if you can't get the ball to Tyreek Hill, and you can't get the ball to Jaylen Waddle, and you can't make Achan an impactful player? I know they're dinged up at quarterback, but I've heard a lot of people say Tua's just a product of what's around him. That's not the case. They haven't gotten anything out of Skylar Thompson or Tyler Huntley or Tim Boyle. It's gotten worse. And again, it's not just that they're not scoring or the offense hits a rut and the quarterback misses a play here and there. They can't get the ball to Tyreek Hill. Like that to me has me questioning Miami. And,
yeah.
And
they did hand it to him a couple times, but like nothing was doing. And Tennessee's not this great defense.
No, they're horrible.
Yeah, right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Last year, the Dolphins had, if you're going by points per game, right, points... They had the second most points in the NFL. They're actually number one in yards, but I look at points more than I look at yards. But yeah. They were one of the best offenses in the NFL last season. They went 11-6, kind of fizzled at the end, lost in the wild card. Right? That's sort of been the knock on McDaniel going into this year was, all right, back-to-back playoff years, right? He took over for Brian Flores, and that was a mess of a situation. Not all Flores' fault, but there was tampering. They're trying to get Brady. They're trying to get Sean Payton. They're trying to get him to tank. Like, that was a mess of a situation that he took over.
Yep.
But back-to-back playoff years, pretty good. You're like, all right, and like winning more games. He went from 9 wins to 11 wins. You're like, all right, I like the direction the Dolphins are headed in. Tua goes down again, which if any team needed to invest in backup quarterback, wouldn't it have been the Miami Dolphins? That's not a McDaniel thing. That's not a front office
thing. But it's not that different than the discussion we've had about Brissett, ABB, anybody but Brissett. Like, the same level of quarterbacks we're talking about the Patriots should have as a placeholder for Drake May, the Dolphins should have been in on those guys as a backup to Tua.
I know.
Like, how much better off would they be if they had Flacco?
So he,
or how much better off would they be if had, you know, some of these, Minshew or a guy like that? Like, they'd be in a much better spot.
He played every game last year.
Left so totally bare.
It was the year before, I guess. So in 2022, Mike McDaniel's first year, Tua was a MVP candidate. I think he might have even gotten like a vote or two at the end of it, but he played 13 games that year. Last year, shockingly, he played all 17, and now it's, you know, he got hurt in the second game, and who knows when you're going to see him again. But that drop-off is pretty stark. Like, Skylar Thompson is not the answer, and then he gets hurt like immediately. So you're like, you're looking around, but no, that's a team, whatever, like the Case Keenum, like that type of guy, or like one of the Flying McCowns when they were in the league, like, at least as a veteran backup that you can put in there, maybe win a couple games for you. Like, right now, they're, like, so in over their heads that it's making Mike McDaniel look bad because he can't even get anything out of those guys.
He can't. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Tyreek Hill this weekend because, again, he 7 catches, 130 yards, and a touchdown week one with Tua. Tua gets hurt week two against Buffalo.
Yeah.
On was that a Thursday night football game? It was a nationally televised game. I think it was Thursday night. He went 3-for-24 plus one carry, so four touches. 3-for-40 in a loss to Seattle, three touches. 4-for-23 plus another three carries, 7 touches. They're not getting him involved. He's not doing anything. If he goes off this weekend, that's going to speak to the Patriots and how they can't game plan and they're not all on the same page, or they're letting the quarterback break contain and it's killing them. That's something to watch, because McDaniel hasn't been able to figure it out with really good weapons. Yes, an injury to their quarterback that in some ways was predictable and they weren't prepared for. They can't overcome it. How does that work against the Patriots? Why are the Patriots favored in the game this weekend? You can jump in at 617-779-7937. Keith says it's Snoop Huntley. Those numbers sound very Jacoby Brissett-ish. Although the Patriots are at home, maybe that's your tiebreaker. Speaking of the Patriots being at home, we touched on this yesterday, and we started to discuss it late in the show. The idea that the Patriots have been on the road three of the first 4 weeks, that's really in some ways worked in their favor. You're not going to get the crap booed out of you if you're non-competitive in New York. Your fans aren't there. You're not going to get the crap booed out of you in the Bay Area when you're non-competitive against the Niners. Your fans aren't there. If you're non-competitive and you play the way you played the last 2 weeks on your home field.
Oh, it could get ugly.
Brissett pick six. Brissett missing open receivers. Sacks happening over and over again. Big plays on defense where you can't get any stops. The crowd's going to turn, and it's going to get ugly. That's assuming there's even fans in the stands, Keith.
Where's everybody at?
Because we talked about the secondary market yesterday cratering a bit.
I think it'll be – I mean, it's still early enough in the season, and I think there is the – all right, when is Drake May going to play? So there's only been one – like, to your point, there's only been one home game where fans had to sit and watch Jacoby Brissett, but it was also coming off of a win.
And it was competitive.
Yeah, and, well, that
and
game
went to
was
overtime.
Competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, showing up, you didn't know you were hoping it was going to be competitive. You were hoping they were going to win, but they were also 1-0. Like, these last 3 weeks, I feel like, have taken years off people's lives, because the Jets game was brutal, and then same thing last week, and Jerod Mayo's been very steadfast, and it's going to be Jacoby Brissett. So I think people are going to go in there being like, all right, let's give it a chance. Second home game, let's see what they got. It is a winnable game. For as bad as the Patriots are,
in their favor,
this is as winnable, if not, yeah, right, they almost expected to win the game. And but we know it can get ugly, because just look at the last couple of years. The first round pick, who had a decent enough rookie year, people were done with, and booing Mac Jones off the field, booing the decision to keep playing Mac Jones, and they wanted Bailey Zappe. And don't get me wrong, I too wanted Bailey Zappe at that time. But think about that for a second. You're going crazy for this Western Kentucky fourth round pick. Now, the backup is the third overall pick, who we haven't seen play, or we saw him play for one series, but he hasn't started any games yet. And if Jacoby Brissett, the first drive, if it's a three and out punt, you are going to hear it from everybody that's in there. Like, this is right now the number one thing most Patriots fans are waiting to see is Drake May. And if they have just a horrible offensive performance, they are going to let everybody feel it.
Looking at the Twitch chat here, Dr. Dave says,
Doctor!
I want to go and chant, we want Drake.
We want Drake. Okay.
Christopher in the Twitch chat also says, I want to go to Boo Jacoby. So, like, all
the fact that it's a winnable game make it so much worse?
Yes.
Like, if they don't perform, it's going to get ugly quick.
If you're down, right. The fact that it's not San Francisco or Buffalo or somebody who you're like, okay, they're not in that class. They're punching out of their weight class. The fact that they're favored against Miami, if they're going three and out, or they're punting on the offensive side of the field, the plus side of the field, as we talked about, or they're not competitive and they're falling behind and they're losing the game in a winnable game.
Yeah.
Yes. The crowd will turn that much more quickly. Yeah.
100%. And people in the text line are saying they won't do that because the expectations were low. Not true. The expectations were also low a year ago, but bad quarterback play was like, enough is enough. They wanted to see the other guy.
And exactly. And it's like, okay, the expectations are low, but when are we going to watch something we actually want to see? When are we going to see Drake May, which is what we want to see, which is what we're paying to see? We are not paying for three and outs, Jacoby Brissett getting his head knocked off.
13 more games of this, you think?
Getting sacked. I'm not paying for that.
No.
And so you are going to get some of that, I think, on Sunday if it doesn't go well. That's another challenge for Jerod Mayo, who has Godchow calling the team selfish, who has wide receivers who have accomplished exactly nothing in the NFL.
No, not yet.
Stamping around, complaining about not getting the football, channeling their inner Keyshawn Johnson, give them the damn ball, and they're not. So you have Ramondre Stevenson now maybe getting benched to start the game. Like, all of these tests for Jerod Mayo are coming to a head, and it's a home game with Drake May waiting in the wings.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.